This podcast is part of the MyPodcast.com network. Go online right now and get your very own 100% free podcast, MyPodcast.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Mac Lessons Radio, and this is your gracious host, Tariq King Flex Nasheed. And we're still broadcasting live here in Honolulu, Hawaii. Waikiki, to be more specific. Still having a good time out here, still chilling, still doing my thing. And on today's show, we're continuing with the theme of interracial macking. Now, yesterday we talked about how to spit game and how to put the mac down on white girls. Got a good response over that show. A lot of controversial stuff, so I've heard. I'm just spitting game. If it's controversial or not, whatever, I'm just spitting. I didn't think it was that controversial. I'm just spitting. Because if that's controversial, the rest of the week is going to be hell. But like I said, this week we're doing interracial macking. We're doing a theme. Every day we're talking about a different race. Yesterday we talked about white girls. Today we're going to talk about Latina girls. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Asian girls. And after that, we're going to talk about how to step to the black females. Now, since we're talking about the Latina girls today, we're going to have all Latina music today. All Latin music today, rather. Hear those horns? You put those horns on those females, they don't know how to act right there. If you get a Latina female, put something like this on, especially if she's like a little mature. She's a mature Latina female who's from Latin America somewhere. You put this on, it's on and cracking. That's the jam for them right there. So basically, when it comes to stepping to Latina women, it all depends on what race you are. Now, Latina men, you know, they know how to step to them because they grew up around these women, so it's not that big of a deal to them. So I'm really addressing the white guys and the brothers. And some of the Latina brothers. There's some Latina brothers out there, Latino brothers out there, some Spanish cats who, you know, they want to know how to step to women in their own community too. So you can listen too. I'm not alleviating you. I'm not leaving you out. But more specifically, a lot of men of other races want to know how to get with Latina girls, because Latina women are hot right now. Certain races of women, they get their moment of shine. Like in the 60s, black women were real hot. You know, with Diana Ross, you know, having a black woman, that was the thing. The Diane Carrolls, you know, Dionne Warwick, she was real fly in the 60s. You know, the sisters had it going on in the 60s. It was like the thing to do to get like a sesta. And in the 70s and 80s, white girls were really, really hot to get. That was the main thing, especially for brothers. If a brother had a white woman in the 70s and the 80s, he was the shit. Now, that kind of dwindled down in the 90s, because in the 90s and the early 2000s, it was all about getting that Asian woman. The Asian women were real hot at the time. And that kind of fizzled out. And then the Latin explosion came into play. So now, man, Latin females are like the end thing to do. And I like them. I'm smitten by them myself. I love me a Latina female. I love them. I like women of different races. But Latina women, they're doing it for me too. I'm not immune too, fellas. I feel all of you. So basically, when you want to step to a Latina female, you got to find out what part of Latin America she's from, or what part of Latin America or what part of the world her people are from. And this is for the young Latina females. You play this. You hear this in the back? If you get a young Latina female, you got to put some of this on. Because every young Latina female thinks she looks like J-Lo. Every young Latina female be in the mirror shaking her little ass to this. But anyway, when it comes to stepping to Latin girls, you got to figure out, like I said, what part of Latin America she's from. Now, let's start off with Mexican girls. Now, out here in Los Angeles and Texas, there are a lot of Mexican girls. And if you're a white guy who wants to step to a Mexican girl, you got to go to some of the clubs in the city to get a Latina girl. You definitely got to get her outside of her hood. And for a white guy, if your game is tight, you shouldn't really have any problem. Because for a Latina girl, for a Mexican girl to marry a white guy, that's almost like marrying up. It's a strange fact, but in their community, marrying a white guy is like marrying up. So a white guy wouldn't really have too much of a problem getting a Latina female, a Mexican female in particular. But again, you got to get one who frequents upscale clubs, places like that. Now, for a brother trying to get with a Mexican female, there's a problem. There's a major problem, because in the Mexican community, they have a very bad image of black people. It's unfortunate, but it's true. That's a very, very unfortunate fact. A lot of people in the Mexican community, for some strange reason, kind of look down on brothers. You know, Vicente Fox, the president of Mexico, man, they got in his ass about having that stereotypical postage stamp. The national postage stamp was like a caricature of a black guy. You dig? So this gives you an idea of the collective mind state of the Mexican community. And out here in Los Angeles, there's like a big rift between blacks and Latinos, blacks and Mexicans. A very big rift. Fighting in prison, fighting in the streets. I mean, it's crazy. So when a brother steps to a Mexican girl, you have a whole community that you gotta bypass first. You're getting cock blocked by a whole community because they don't want that to happen. Now, best believe that Mexican bitch wants it to happen. Don't let her fool you. She wants it to happen. But it's the community that's really throwing salt in her game. And yesterday, I talked about how white women are kind of rebellious against their family, so they have a little more freedom to step to a white guy when, a black guy, when they have their financial situation together. But Latina females, they're all about family, especially Mexican girls. It's all about familia. It's all about the family, and they're not going to rebel against their family for shit. Plus, the Mexican dudes, they lock them bitches down. Mexican dudes lock their women down hard. They'll damn near kill one of them bras if they think about a brother, let alone look at one, or let alone bring one into their community. They'll kill one of them bitches. They know that. Am I lying, Mexican friends out there? Am I lying? You know this shit is true. You know what your poppy told you about the brothers? Yeah, break your fucking neck. You came to the hood with Raheem. You dig? They're very territorial about their women. Mexican dudes lock them females down. They mark their territory with their women. That's why they knock those women up real quick. That's why a lot of Mexican girls are pregnant at 15 and 16. Because them dudes are trying to lock them down. They mark their territory with their women. Very territorial. That's why you see a lot of Mexican girls with hickeys and shit on their neck. Like, all this week, like, when I was back home in L.A., I saw a lot of Mexican girls with just hickeys all over the shit. Hickeys all on their necks. The Mexican girl thing. It's a stereotype. Of course it's a stereotype. Not all Mexican girls, but generally, you see a lot of Mexican girls with big fucking hickeys on their necks. Because the dudes are trying to mark their territory with these women. It's like a dog pissing on something to mark its territory. So these guys are very territorial about their women. And you got to take that into consideration, man. That's a big thing. Now, if you do, brother, get you a nice little Mexican female, it's going to have to be on some sneak shit. Because you don't really see too many quote-unquote independent Mexican girls. She always has some kind of ties to her family. 100% of the time. I've been in the game for years. I've dated thousands of women. The whole shit. I've never, ever, ever met a Mexican girl who lived by herself. Never. Never, ever, ever. Never. If any of you out there live alone, call me. I just like to see the shit. It's not even a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. There's nothing wrong with being around your family if that's your culture. I'm just making an observation just to give my guys an idea of how to step to women like that. But that's a fact. I've never seen a Mexican young lady live alone. You dig? So when you get with a Mexican girl, you got to find one that you got to be on the sneak tip with. And that kind of gets tired after a while, but Mexican girls are cool. You just got to go through all those other obstacles. Now, other Latina females, Puerto Rican girls. Now, Puerto Rican girls, they don't have those family ties that's as rigid as those of the Mexican community, because a lot of Puerto Ricans look black. So they can't be on that bullshit, because a lot of Puerto Ricans are black. There's, Puerto Rican is not a race. It's, you know, it's a culture. It's a country. And there's white Puerto Ricans. There's light-skinned Puerto Ricans. There's dark-skinned Puerto Ricans. So it's a little more liberal as far as getting into the community and spitting your game. You can kind of blend in a little more. You feel me? Now, with Puerto Rican females, Puerto Rican females, you got to step to them with confidence, and you got to get them young. When I mean young, not underage. Don't get your ass on MSNBC Dateline as a pedophile, but you got to get them at like 18, 19, and you got to get them out of their community. Because an 18-year-old, 19-year-old Puerto Rican bitch, it's fine as hell. Some of the finest women on earth, 18, 19-year-old Puerto Rican bras. So you got to get a Puerto Rican broad very young. You got to get her fresh off the boat. And be very confident about your game and be on that family shit. Pitch the family idea, because a lot of times they have a lot of brothers and sisters, and when women have a lot of brothers and sisters and they come from a big family, they want a big family. So you got to come at them with the Cliff Huxtable, I want to have a relationship and family deal. And that's the way you hook them in. Now, the downside to getting a Puerto Rican female is that a lot of Puerto Rican bitches will hit the wall at 30. By the time a lot of these women get 30 years old, they look a hot mess. I don't know what it is in the Puerto Rican water. I don't know if the chupacabra monster got to them, but them motherfuckers hit the wall at around 30. And I used to date a Puerto Rican bitch 5 years ago, and I recently saw her, and she's like 28, 29, and I can see her slowly hitting the wall. Losing those looks. So that's the deal with Puerto Rican young ladies. Now, Brazilian women and women down in South America, those women are real hot right now. Those women are the shit. Those are some of the most beautiful women on earth. Beautiful women. Now, when you step to women like that down there, you got to almost play the Captain Save-A-Hole role. The thing is, you got to get to them first. And getting down there, you know, it's kind of expensive getting down to Central America. Not Central America, but South America. Because they're very poor down there. So a lot of them don't really get out of the country. You got a lot of fine, broke bitches down there. Now, the ones who do manage to get here, I mean, you're in there. You're in the door with them. But you got to watch out for them. A lot of girls here from Brazil or Colombia, they be on some gangster shit. Them bitches be drug mules or high-class call girls. So you got to kind of have your foot in the game in order to deal with women like that. Because if a Brazilian broad has gotten out of her country, that bitch got some hustling under her belt. And she did something to get out that country. She done sold some dope. She done sold some pussy. She done sold something to get up out that country. You dig? So you got to step to them with a lot of caution. They're fine women, very attractive women, but you still have to be cautious. You got to be extremely cautious. There's always like a little trade-off. Also, down in Brazil, the AIDS rate is very, very high. Very, very high down there, man. Because they be selling pussy at a young age. I mean, that's like the gross national product down there in Brazil, pussy. And they have a lot of worldwide tricks that go down there to get a piece. So the AIDS rate is real high. Look at the statistics. Look at the AIDS statistics. That's like extremely high. I think second to Africa. So you got to take that into consideration. And also, if you get with a Brazilian female, these women are very cool. They're very easygoing. They're very easy to talk to. They have a very cool vibe. One thing about Brazilian girls that I've noticed, a very strange observation, Brazilian girls and a lot of women in South America have very bad breath. I know that sounds kind of weird, but whenever I meet a woman from South America, and I know a lot of them, all them bitches' breath smell funny. And I know that wasn't just a coincidence. I had to kind of look into that. And I found out that's generally because they drink a lot of coffee down there. They're raised off coffee. They drink coffee starting at a young age. That's the thing to do. Drink coffee. And that be fucking them bitches' breath up. I had one Brazilian girl. This girl was beautiful as hell. Beautiful girl. I couldn't get over that damn breath. I told that bitch, you need to put some mouthwash in the freezer and make some Scopesicles and suck on that for about 4 days. You dig what I'm saying? But Brazilian girls are the shit. Other than that breath, you get that bitch a Listerine strip and put your Mackin down on her, you're in the door. You are in the door. But Latina women, one good thing about them, they're very dedicated. Once you do get you a nice Latina female, Latina women are very, very dedicated. The ones that have not been too Americanized. Now, the ones that's been Americanized, you know, they've been around the hood, they've been around the block, you know, they be on some bullshit. But generally, Latina women, once you get one, they're very dedicated. They stick by your side. It's ride or die female. And that's always a good thing. Now also, if you get with a Latina female, especially one in her 20s, a lot of cases she might have kids. And that's some shit you don't really want to get involved in, playa. No Latina female's baby daddy, because trust me, that nigga's around somewhere. It ain't like with brothers, you know, brothers have a kid by a chick, or a chick has a kid from a brother, and you don't ever see that nigga again, because, you know, there's a civil war going on in the black community between black men and women, which I'm going to talk about in a couple of days. But in the Latino community, those guys are going to be around for them kids. If a female has a kid, a Latina female has a kid, shit, that dad is somewhere close. And these niggas do not play over their kids, and rightfully so. I'm not even mad at them for that. These niggas do not play about their kids. Latino dudes are straight up about their kids. They're serious about their kids. And them motherfuckers, they'll strangle a Latina female for having other dudes around the kids. They trip on that shit, especially brothers. You don't want to get mixed up into that love triangle, man. That's not worth it. That's definitely not worth it. But like I said, Latina women are very hot right now. They're the thing to do. They're the thing to get. You get a Latina female who's down, who's dedicated, you got you something. Very fly women. But you got to know where to get the fly ones. And fellas, always step your game up. Don't get one of them roly-poly Latina females. That defeats the purpose. If you're going to get a chubby, out-of-shape one, just get you a black bitch. Go to the trailer park. Get you a chubby white girl. Go get you one of them Kirstie Alley white girls or something. Don't go into another community and get their leftovers. Get their dimes. Get a Roslyn Sanchez type. For those who know who Roslyn Sanchez is, that's a bad bitch. I think she's Cuban or something. She might be Puerto Rican. She's bad as hell. And fellas, take your trip to some of these other countries and vibe with these females and see where their head's at. And go to these other countries and chop up game with them. And you white guys too. White guys, y'all go down to Brazil. The thing is, with you white guys going down to Brazil and Colombia and Argentina, see, these white women look at you guys as tricks. Because a lot of y'all be going down there tricking. Y'all go down there to specifically get y'all some Latina poontang. Y'all be hitting up the brothels and the hoe houses and all that stuff. And everybody's kind of hip to that. And there are cities in America to go to get Latina females. Mainly New York. New York is the main city. That's the main city, New York. A lot of fine Latina women and a lot of fine Puerto Rican females there. A lot of bad Puerto Ricans there, but you want to get the Puerto Rican girls who are out the hood, because the hood, and I always say this, females who live in the hood, a female who lives in an impoverished area, that ruins a bitch. The hood will ruin a bitch. And women, if you're listening, of all races, especially black and Latina, get your ass out the hood by all costs. The problem is, a lot of people are in the hood, but they're comfortable. They're not comfortable enough to be totally satisfied, but they're not uncomfortable enough to leave. You understand that analogy? It's just comfortable enough to survive, and that's good enough. And living in that type of environment, that will ruin a bitch. The hood ruins a bitch. It ruins you. Because number one, the standards are low. You can let yourself go. You can do all types of whack shit. And dudes in the hood, and in the hood only, will still give you play. And in your mind, that's good enough. Long as you get play from somebody, you're satisfied. But getting play and getting accolades and getting acceptance from low-budget niggas, that don't mean shit. Step your shit up. These niggas in the hood give props to anybody. They don't give a fuck how whack you look. So the standards are very low. So women, always step your shit up. Especially in the black Latina community. I hate to see, and I see this a lot with a lot of Latina girls, man. You're real cute, and 2 years later, y'all not even waiting until you get 30. You're in the hood, you laid up in the hood, and you kicked it in the hood. And 2 years later, you're fat and out of shape, you're weeded out, and you look a mess. And all you had to do was get your ass out the hood, choose the right dude, choose the right people to be around, upgrade your game, get in the gym, eat right. But no, you want to stay in the hood, let these niggas knock you up, got 3 and 4 baby daddies. You broke than a motherfucker, you complaining, fucking niggas for weed. While your dude is out here with the next bra. You got to step your game up, ladies, of all nationalities, especially Black and Latina. Now, fellas, like I said, as far as cities where Latina women are, New York, Los Angeles, Miami. Now, Miami is the spot. Miami is the main spot for fly Latin females. You have Cubans down, Brazilians, you have Colombians, you have Puerto Ricans, you have the whole melting pot down there. And you have a lot to choose from. And again, a lot of the women down there in Miami got hustle bones in their body. They're hustlers. The fact that they got out of their own country, or they gotten out of poverty to make a difference for themselves, that shows a hustle spirit. So if you step to them, you know, they're not really trying to hear no bullshit. You got to step to them correctly. So all my players, all my Macs out there, what you should do, hit up New York and kick it in Manhattan. That's my spot when I go out there. Hit up New York, hit up Miami, check out LA if you want to get you a nice little Latina female. Also, check out these other countries. Go to these other countries, man. It's a big world out there. Just don't keep your game domestic. Do your game internationally. Get to these other countries and feel what these women are talking about. Get out there to South America. Go to Aruba. You dig? Go down there to Argentina. And feel them out. Watch out for them dudes, though. Them niggas will rob you. Shit, them South American dudes, they're straight up stick up kids. Like I said earlier in the show, that's the problem. The Latina girls are with it. These girls are open. You just got major ass cock blocking from the Latina dudes. That's the biggest problem. It's always a catch 22. It ain't like they're protecting these bros. They just don't want nobody else to play with their toys, just like kids. A kid can have a toy sitting up in the living room for years, but the minute another kid comes in there and tries to play with it, the first kid starts whining and complaining, like, no, that's my toy. They just don't want nobody else to play with their toys. It's not an honor thing. It's not a protection thing. So you got to find an angle around that. Just be careful. But these women are very open, very easy to spit game to. And once you get one, once you get your foot in the door with one, you're in. I suggest you go down there to like Brazil, bring one back with you. Go down there, make sure she's of age. Say, come on, bitch, we're going to get this passport and you coming back to the crib. You dig? And I don't mean on no mail order bride shit. I mean, go down there with some good game. Don't be Captain Save-A-Ho, but just go down there with some good game. I don't want you to go down there with no cape, no utility belt, and an S on your chest. Just have on your gaiters and some Mackin on your lips. You feel me? Anyway, that's been today's edition of Mac Lessons Radio. I've been your host, King Flex, broadcasting live here in Honolulu, Hawaii. We'll be here for the rest of the week. Don't forget to check out maclessons.com. Don't forget to check out kingflex.org. And if you have any questions that you want to send the player, go to myspace.com/Tariq_Nasheed. And I'm going to see y'all asses tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to get on the Asian girls. Talking about the Asian girls tomorrow on Interracial Mac Week. This is Interracial Mackin Week. Interracial Mackin Week, baby. We'll see you tomorrow. Holla.
everybody.